United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time now for some fantasy football. We do it every Friday at 4:20 with our guy Joe Bartel from RotoWire Fantasy Sports. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Joe Bartel, how in the world are you?
And I'm doing all right. You know, it's great to talk about football every single week, so happy to be on with you guys.
All right, so this is how it goes. All you have to do to get in, call or text, either works. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. If you have a question about trade, free agent pickup, a lineup question, whatever the case may be, I will tell you that injuries are absolutely killing people right now in fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, you were flexing on me last week that you didn't have to worry about the Bam Knights of the world playing. So yep. It sounds like your lineups are completely fine, but literally everybody else seems to be dealing with a lot of stuff. And I've been driving by. I think I saw Brock Purdy's out another week as well, too, and that the Niners' passing attack might be getting back. George Kittle and Juwan Jennings is dealing with a million different injuries. Ricky Pierce. So just overall, I mean, I think about some of the best offenses in the NFL, and the Rams, for example, out Puka Nacua for a bit. You'll have Emeka Buka likely out for the Buccaneers for a little while now as well, too. It's tough because we are really hoping to withstand or at least have some of these guys return. It just feels like each and every week it's a law of attrition now at this point.
I haven't been completely free of injuries. I lost some league neighbors for the year. Bucky Irving has been out, so I've been dealing with my own injuries as well. Now, let's look at it from this perspective in this Green Bay-Arizona game coming up, because Jacoby Brissett, again, they have not won, but they've done some things, I guess, over there. The Marvin Harrison thing is a question mark. This Packers defense has played well for like three or four quarters, or at least the first half of most of these games. Are there any fantasy options worth playing on that Arizona side?
Yeah, and I guess I might have missed it. Did Marvin Harrison get ruled out, or is it still he could play with a concussion?
Correct. He could play. Right.
Okay. Yeah, so historically, and I say historically, really the past two or three years as the NFL, I think, has gotten more on top of the concussion stuff. Typically, you see an NFL player out at least 1 week. The Cardinals by next week. I wasn't surprised by Murray. I'm assuming Marvin Harrison won't play, but even if he does, we talked about this in the same airways last week. I was very confident that the Bengals offense was going to present.
No, he has been cleared to return from concussion hour ago from Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk.
Okay, good. So, I mean, that's an important point because I was very confident that the Bengals offense with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins was going to take advantage of the smaller secondary pieces for the Packers. That as much pass rush as you might think was going to happen, they weren't going to get home in time. Flacco was going to get the ball out of his hands. That's not how Jacoby Brissett plays, and that's not how the Cardinals play either. And Marvin Harrison, as good of a receiver is, I really think he is. He gets too much, I think, crap for the one of the higher drafted receivers and also all the commotion about him entering the league. In reality, the Cardinals, I think, are using him horribly. The way that the Cardinals have Marvin Harrison is almost the way that we in Packerland use Christian Watson. It's not quite the same, but that's how you should think of Marvin Harrison. So, while I think Jacoby Brissett can find Marvin Harrison, of course, have to make it's of course good to have as many good pieces out there. It's not like here's a Jamar Chase we saw last night get 16 catches. It's more like here's a deep threat and a guy that runs the boundaries can do those crossing routes if the running game is established. And that's the big part for me. If it's going to be Bam Knight as the guy, as we saw last week, then I think the Packers defense can handle that. And there's no scramble threat with the Kyler Murray part of it, too. I actually do have a lot of faith that Packers will take care of business this week. And even if Marvin Harrison is good to go, like you had said, like, that doesn't make much of a difference to me. I think the Packers will.
Get your questions in. Joe Martel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports, Nicolay Law, talk and text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. On the text line, 262, full PPR, pick two to play this week. Pick two of these three, Pacheco, Mason, or Carter. Pacheco, Mason, or Carter, full PPR, Mr. Bartel.
Yeah, Chiefs favored by 12.5. I think that was the largest on the Week 7 slate, and rightfully so. I know that the Chiefs lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day a couple of years ago, a bad Raiders team, and the Chiefs just seem to be rolling on all cylinders. I think you have Kareem Hunt that would ice that game out if the spread goes the way Vegas thinks. So I'm going to lean towards Jordan Mason. I'm going to lean towards Michael Carter. I do think Michael Carter will do well, much in the same way Chase Brown, Samaje Perine kind of mixed into things last week. I know that the Cardinals and Jonathan Gannon's been really a headache, the head coach for the Cardinals. I know that they seem to do things incorrectly. I would be really surprised if they somehow deviate away from Michael Carter, who's the obvious pass catcher of that group, and don't have a more of a factor if the game script goes away.
He is Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Talking fantasy football, we do it each and every Friday at 4:20. Let's talk a little bit about the Packers side of things right now. What about Jordan Love going up against this Cardinals defense?
Yeah, I think he's very fringe quarterback one this week. I had him ranked around quarterback 10. I think you'd rather play him over probably Matthew Stafford with the Puka Nacua injury. And I would rather have Baker Mayfield against the Lions beat up secondary, for example. But I think Jordan Love's easily in that range. And the way he's been playing has been awesome. Now, ideally, compared to like the Jackson Darts, Drake Mays of the world, you'd want Jordan Love to get more like the 40 to 50 yards rushing, but Love has been averaging about 22 yards per game over the past month, and I think that's representative of what we saw when he was healthy 2 years ago as opposed to last year where he just didn't have the confidence or comfort to run. I think that's the part for Jordan Love's game that's really important for the Packers offense as a whole, and I feel very comfortable saying Love in the range of 250, two touchdowns. That's exactly what you're looking for as a low quarterback one.
Joe, the other thing about this is we don't know about Christian Watson. We had Ryan Wood on earlier from the Green Bay Press Gazette. He said nobody knows outside that building what really is going to happen, but he thinks there's a chance that maybe we see Christian Watson on the field for the Packers. How does that change what you want to do fantasy-wise if Christian Watson is active on Sunday?
Yeah, as a fan of the Packers, I'd be really shocked if Christian Watson sees enough time just from the history of the way they've handled injuries over the past, I don't know, decade or so, to consequentially cut into the workload of a guy like Matthew Golden. Because I think at the end of the day, right now, the way the Packers use those two guys, it's pretty similar. I think when Watson's back up to full speed, and maybe that happens by end of November, early December, which would be great for the Packers offense, then Matthew Golden becomes more Jaden Reed-esque. And even still, Golden's been doing that a bit more. If we had some confirmation that Watson's playing even like 30 offensive snaps, fine. Maybe it's a scenario where if you need Matthew Golden as a flex play, I'll go ahead and deviate from that. But I'm still playing Romeo Doubs. I think I'm still playing Matthew Golden if I have to. And I do think Josh Jacobs once again has a good game. And Tucker Kraft right in that mix as well, too. The way the Packers spread the ball around, it's never going to be many boom weeks. But you're still happy with having those as floor plays. Typically as like running back two, low-end tight end one, low-end quarterback one, like we talked about Bluff.
You know, we always talk about start and sit, right? If you put in fantasy start and sit week 7, you get all these different websites that come up of what to do. I'm on a website. I'm not going to say which website. But it's sit Devontae Smith, sit T. Higgins, sit Jordan Addison. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, man, like those guys, well, maybe not Jordan Addison because he was hurt, but Devontae Smith and T. Higgins are definitely higher draft picks. I don't know how you can justify to yourself, regardless of who they're playing, that you should be sitting those guys.
Yeah, you're describing what has been a very fun YouTube series for me on the RotoWire Fantasy Football YouTube page, where I've been calling it the T. Higgins-Mendoza line. It was also the A.J. Brown-Mendoza line at various points this year. Basically, a top 40 receiver, top 40 pick, that you really don't want to start, and who are the options instead of it, and I go over some bigger names. So I think T. Higgins, for example, has graduated past that line now, where with Joe Flacco as the quarterback, you're playing T. Higgins just about every week. But Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown both kind of fit to that category with inconsistent Kevin Petullo off the square has been calling things for the Eagles. I agree with you, though. I don't know how many better options. Like, okay, great. Tez Johnson, example, was the top waiver wire pick at receiver this week with Emeka Buka out, with Chris Godwin out. I don't really feel great about playing Tez Johnson or even Cameron Johnson, who got more of the workload after the Ibuka injury for the Buccaneers.
What about Sterling Shepard? Isn't Sterling Shepard on that team?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Like, okay, so CeeDee Lamb had been out the previous couple weeks. I had talked about Jalen Tolbert in my waiver wire article. Was wrong there. I talked about Ryan Flournoy in the spot that should have been way more workload. I was wrong there, too. So, and Malik Nabers, some of you talk about him with an injury, too. Wandale Robinson has gotten more volume, but there's still been Jalen Hyde getting a few more snaps. We saw little Jordan Humphrey, all 6'5 of them, get more targets last Thursday, too. This is the issue. And again, I'm not calling out the articles. I do the same thing, again, for the RotoWire Fantasy Football YouTube page. But it's really tricky to say, okay, yeah, these guys who have been underperforming where you're drafting them, go ahead and get this scrap heap player. And realistically, at least in most normal leagues that I'm in, 12-team leagues and higher, you're not seeing those guys available to go ahead and make the changes out.
I'm always I like to ask you, give me a guy that maybe people aren't familiar with and so forth to play this week. This week, I'll give you one. What about Mason Taylor, the tight end for the Jets? I actually picked him up in a league.
Love him. He was probably my ride or die entering the year. And, you know, Matthew Berry has pioneered that term. But he'll talk about around five or six guys, and that's fair enough. When I say ride or die, it's like, here's the guy in my last pick that I'm going to be taking everywhere. And I felt really confident that outside of Garrett Wilson, there had to be a second target in New York. For a while, Mason Taylor wasn't a factor. And really, it was only the past 3 weeks that he ended up being a bigger part, 22 targets each of the combined over the 2 weeks prior. And then the London game happened where, of course, nobody offensively did anything to the Jets, and now Garrett Wilson's injured. I'm a little bit worried that the Panthers and any NFL team can kind of just key in on the read option, can key in on the handoffs to Breece Hall, and really stomach what has been a really awful Jets offense and make them even worse. But if there is going to be a guy to elevate to the number receiver, like to the top target for the Jets, it's not Alan Lazard, it's not Josh Reynolds. I do think Mason Taylor could become that. And I'll expand further. We have the trade deadline in 2 weeks. I think Isaiah Davis is the guy that I'm picking up if I can, backup running back for the Jets, because I think Breece Hall will be traded to some team in the future. It's not a Breece Hall becomes a bump up, but I do think Isaiah Davis, just with the sheer workload he could get in that scenario, he needs to be rostered to get it for it, too.
The injury report came out for the Packers. I have that in front of me right now as it sits currently. Lucas Van Ness out for the Packers. Christian Watson still listed as out, even though he's participated in practice all week. Devontae Wyatt also still listed as out. Dontavian Wicks questionable with an ankle injury. Zach Tom questionable with an oblique, and I'm sure they'll run him back out there. Jacob Monk also questionable with a hamstring. Brandon McManus questionable, the right quad. Josh Jacobs questionable with an illness/calf injury. Nate Hobbs questionable with a knee injury. And Anthony Belton questionable with an ankle injury. So that's the updated look for the Green Bay Packers. And as far as Marvin Harrison Jr. goes, full participant today in practice. So you would assume that he is good to go coming up this weekend, like we said earlier. Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. We'll do it again next Friday at 4:20 again.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. There he is, Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports, joining us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mornings can all start to feel the same, so if you're looking for a fresh wake-up call, look no further than Wendy's Breakfast. Try a breakfast baconator with fresh cracked eggs and crispy bacon and a grilled sausage breakfast burrito, or how about maybe even a honey buddy? Don't even think about sleeping on Wendy's seasoned potatoes and English muffin sandwiches. It doesn't matter what you go for. It's going to change your life. All right, well, at least freshen up your morning. Ready for a fresh wake-up call? It's got to be Wendy's. Up next, time to follow the money with Austin Herdinia, Pottawatomie Sportsbook Manager, straight ahead on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. C Sparky Fiverr with you. How y'all doing? Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's here on a Friday. Normally a football Friday. We have had Ryan Wood on, Annie Dorf talking about the Cardinals. We had Joe Bartel doing some fantasy football. We did Confident, Concerning, Curious. So quite a bit of Packers. Also did some Brewers too. Coming up in just a... Is he all set to go? Ready to go?
He's all ready to go.
I don't know what's going on. So with our YouTube channel, you can watch us at WI Sports Radio. Before, I could see people in the staging area and know that they're there. And I think I have to do something on my side by moving something up and down my side to see who all is there. No, I know what it is. You can look at the screen. You can see I have to move the thing down to get rid of when Joe Bartel was on.
Then just move it down a little bit.
It occurred to me now for the first time in like 3 weeks that that's all I had to do.
Did you see him now on there?
Oh, there he is, man. He is styling and profiling. Bring the man on. I can't wait. Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline and on YouTube. Look at his best. Powered by Gruber Law. He is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Manager, Austin Herdinia. I look forward to this just so I could see you on video each and every Friday, Austin Herdinia. This is literally my favorite part of Fridays.
Well, thank you very much, Sparky. Yeah, I got to say, you have quite the jacket on there, too. Where can I get one?
Oh, my Brewers jacket? Yeah, there you go on YouTube. I don't know. I got this as a present, like... 3 years ago. How often do I wear this jacket, Charlie?
Every day. You're like a cartoon character.
Every day.
Never changes.
Does not matter. I wear it every day. I love it. And I've got that other white satin Brewers jacket, too. I got to get that one washed. That one is also very popular among people when they see it. Okay, so let's talk about Follow the Money with Austin Herdinia here, brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So the concept of this is simple. The concept is... Austin comes on every Friday at this time, and he tells us where the most money is being bet in the world of sports. Now, right now, we're in NFL season, so we'll go to the National Football League. Now, what we know is this, too, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's Wisconsin, so the Packers normally have all the money coming at it. But I still ask the question like I'm a dummy and don't know. All right, Austin Herdinia, where is the most money going this weekend and on who?
Hey, big shocker. We got the Packers minus 6.5.
There you go.
That's the most money on anything. I'll tell you what, the Cardinals, you know, they have just two wins this year, and they both came on games where they were the favorites. 0-3 as underdogs. They've lost four games in a row. Nothing they're doing right now gives me any reason to think that they can beat the Green Bay Packers.
Packers haven't won on the road, though. Have not won on the road yet.
We're due. We're due. Yeah. We're due for a road win. You know, we're facing a team that, I don't know, it sounds like Murray is questionable at best if he's going to play. Obviously, if he doesn't play, that's going to be a little bit more of an advantage for the Packers, I would say.
Jacoby Brissett doesn't scare you?
No, not really.
No, it doesn't scare me either.
He's definitely an experienced backup, more than most guys. But I still think Murray's just more of a threat with his legs. So we'll see. I mean, both teams come into the game not really super healthy, but I just think that we have more depth and we're the better roster. We should win this game.
All right,
Packers. Yeah,
I'm with you on that. Let's go to the second most bet game in the National Football League this week at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Chicago Bears, minus 4.5.
Bears fans, here we go.
So listen, the Saints have beaten the Bears 8 straight times.
You get a lot of Illinois people that drive up to bet on the Bears. Is that what happens?
I don't know, but...
There's no way. You couldn't pay me money, Austin Herdinia, to ever lay a dollar on a team from Chicago. It will never happen. No Bulls, no Cubs, no White Sox, no Blackhawks, no Bears. Never happening. No chance. Go ahead.
Well, if that's the case, then I think you're missing out on a winner this week.
I don't care. I'm not betting on them. I don't care.
This, The Saints have been trailing at the end of the first quarter in all six games this season. So if that continues, Bears get a lead. They're not going to give up that lead. Caleb Williams has not thrown an interception in 9 of their last 10 games.
Oh, good job. You just chinked the hell out of that. All right. He's got to throw one this week. Good job, Austin. Listen, there you go.
The Saints have had the Bears numbers, beating them 8 straight, like I said, but that was a different Saints team. That was a different Bears team.
Yep.
I just think the Bears get it done at home.
I will say this. Ben Johnson has them playing well right now.
Yeah.
And Ben Johnson's real, man. Like, he's the real deal. We'll see if Caleb Williams is the real deal by the end of the year, but Ben Johnson definitely is the real deal, and we'll see where that goes going forward. All right, number 3 game in the National Football League. Where's the most money out of the Potawatomi Sportsbook?
Patriots, -7 against the Titans. I think that's another
Titans
one where they're just
awful.
Yeah, I think bettors are just fading the bad team. I mean, the Titans are, they're not selling their stadium. I mean, they're not filling up their stadium. Home field advantage is not really a thing for them. They failed to cover the spread in each of their last 10 home games. So they're, besides not winning, they're not even covering the spread.
And they fired Cam their head Ward, coach.
Yeah, Cam Ward has turned it over 4 straight games. Patriots -7. I can see why the bettors like it.
All right, I want to get your thoughts quickly. You'll be coming up on the leadoff show with Tommy Wirtz from 6 to 7:30 as well to give your thoughts on the game tonight. What kind of odds were there, or if you took the bet, but what kind of odds were there on the Dodgers to sweep this thing against the Milwaukee Brewers? For those of you that don't know this, maybe you've missed the leadoff show a time or two. Austin Herdania has already told us they were going to take a bath, a couple million-dollar bath, at the Potawatomi Sportsbook if the Brewers would have won the World Series. So that's out the window. But having said that, I just wonder, like, what kind of money odds there were on the Dodgers to sweep this series against the Brewers, because while a lot of people probably thought the Dodgers would win this series, I would think the odds of anybody to sweep anybody are still pretty decent.
I don't know what that was. If I had to guess, I'd guess it was probably something about 6-1 or 7-1.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, as things stand, I mean, they're such a huge favorite. I mean, you're getting 30-1 if you take the Brewers to win it now. So, I mean, yeah, if you think the Brewers can win the next 4, you're getting 30-1 just to win the National League. Tonight's game, Dodgers -220, Brewers +175, total of 8. Otani on the mound. He can't really like the Brewers' chances right now.
That's way to end on a bad note. I appreciate it so much. Follow the money with Austin Herdania, the Potawatomi Sportsbook manager over there. If you listen to the leadoff show throughout the season, you've made money. You've made money because he's right a bunch. So definitely, I always tell everybody for the leadoff show, make sure you're in your car, probably right there in the parking garage at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Wait for him to give you his parlay of the night and then run inside and try and place that ticket. Find out what that is coming up tonight during the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook from 6 until 7:30 when he joins Tommy Wirtz getting you ready for the Brewers and Dodgers, potentially the last game of the regular or the postseason for the Milwaukee Brewers. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Why do I get to be the spoiled one that gets to see you in video, all dressed up with that slick Potawatomi backdrop, and Tommy gets you on a phone? Is it just because you don't want to look at Tommy? I mean, I don't say it out loud if that's what it is.
I guess I can't say it out loud.
Oh, very good. There he is, Austin Herdania. Thank you so much. There goes Austin Herdania, Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.